Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee,
close to thee,
close to thee,
close to thee.
For ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Somebody help me say, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
Father, we ask that the rock of ages will clear for us. We ask that all those who come unto you, naked we come, you will clothe us again. Naked we come, you will dress us again. Nothing is in our hand, but unto you we cling. Because you are able, abundantly able, to save and to perfect all those that come to you. You did say in your word, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And so this evening, Lord Jesus, as we look at the sufficiency of your deliverance and salvation, do not pass us by. All those who have come to you naked this evening, please cover us in the name of Jesus. Lord, what our tears cannot do, what our zeal cannot do, what our effort cannot bring about, we come to you today. Rock of ages, please clear for us. Thank you for hearing us. So speak to us, Lord, and cause your word to mix with faith in our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. I would like to ask you to follow me as we read the sufficiency of our salvation in Christ Jesus. And I will read Hebrews chapter 2 again. I would like you to see the sacrifice that brings our sufficiency of salvation in Christ Jesus. The sacrifice that prepares him to bring sufficiency to every need in our lives. And my prayer is that as we do this study again tonight, you will reach out to him, tapping what he has provided. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, that's what we are going to read. And whereas we have read up to verse 9, and we have raised several issues there, but I would like you now to come with me to Hebrews chapter 2, and would like to read verse 9.
Meet me, please.
Up to verse 16. Verse 9 to 16. I would like you to look at that passage very closely as we look at what it takes, what sacrifice did Jesus make in order to bring sufficiency of our salvation to bear. Please turn to Hebrews chapter 9. I'd like to read from verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Verse 14 now. This you must please help me to pay attention to. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. May the Lord bring increase to his word as we study together this evening, looking at him, the sufficient Savior, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the passage we have read, whereas we have been looking at Christ, but tonight we want to look at what he did, what sacrifice he paid that makes and brings about the sufficiency of his saviorhood, the sufficiency of his power to save, to deliver. What did he do? And that will give me a very important need to be able to look into that scripture as critically as we can, and if possible, draw attention to some few other references for tonight. Now, I want you to first get two things clear before we go ahead. In chapter 2, verse 5, there is something I want you to note there, that for unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Let it be very clear that God had not given unto angels to rule the world. If God had not handed over the earth to angels to rule, you can be sure that he did not give it to demons. Are we together? Even though demons and the God of this world, the prince of darkness, has done a lot of havoc, but let it be clear that God has not handed over the world to come, for which we are speaking, unto angels, talk less of demons. So wherever a demon is operating, a principality or power of darkness, wherever they seem to be usurping, let us keep this clearly in our mind, that God did not subject this present place and the world to come unto angels to rule and talk less of demons. Would that be all right? And that whatever the devil has done or he's doing, please take note that he has not got the backing of the Lord. Am I saying something for you to understand? Even if he had done something and it looked as if he has exercised a kind of dominion, let it be known to you, and as we are studying the word of God, that God has not handed over the present earth and the world to come unto angels. And if you are not giving to angels, you can be sure he did not give it unto the devil. And because God has not done that, there is a matter that the devil will not want us to discuss tonight, but we have to. He will have no alternative than for us to confront him with the reality of what Christ did at Calvary. And we need to also confront each one of us to recognize and come to know that that which stands contrary to you, that which seemed to have stretched itself to oppress or to subdue you or to put you under any form of bondage, God has not authorized it. Neither has God agreed that the enemy should take over about your life. Praise the Lord. But now look at the word of God very closely. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? I hope you know where that passage is coming from. That is from Psalm 8. Right. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of your hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. But in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now, we see not yet all things put under him. That's something that's a little of contradiction. And the word of God said, but now, what God said he did, we are not saying it. It appears as if the enemy came and usurped what God had intended for man to rule over. It appears. And you know, when the devil was boasting and bragging when Jesus Christ came, you remember that he took Jesus to a mount and he said to him, he showed him the glory and the kingdom of this world. And he said something that was very, very critical. He said, all these things have been delivered into me, unto my hand. You'll be wondering, who did it? When was it done? And why is he boasting as if he had the authority? And you know, he was looking at Jesus and was asking him that, you can have everything if you will bow to me. Do you remember that temptation? Right. That there was a reason why Satan was doing that. And there was something he was claiming. But you know, Jesus Christ dealt with his request very clearly. He said, get thee behind me. Only the Lord your God thou shalt do what? Worship. That discussion is a very critical matter that we want to look at here in this passage. And I need to do that for one reason. God must open our eyes of understanding to that which He has done on our behalf, so that when we begin to walk into the fullness, the completion of our deliverance, you do so with understanding. And when you begin to come to Him, who is sufficient to set us free to the uttermost, you know that something has been done that makes it possible for our deliverance. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, but, that's verse 9, we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. Now, I want you to see what we see in Jesus. But we see Jesus. Who was, for a little while, made lower than the angels. I know if you read it from the NIV, it will say he was, for a little while, made lower than the angels. And that is very interesting, that for the sake of what God wanted to do, and I want all of us to please look at that verse 9 again, but we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should do what? Should taste death for every man. Please help me to get that from Good News and from the Amplified Version. Can you help us? Where is the Good News? Who can read for me very quickly? But we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, so that through God's grace, he should do what? He should die for everyone. He should taste death for every individual person. Now, amplify, sir. Amplify it. But we are able to see Jesus. Yes, sir. Who was ranked lower than the angels for a little while.
Crowned with glory and honor.
Yes, sir.
Because of his having suffered death.
Yes.
In order that by the grace unmerited
of God.
To us sins.
Yes.
He might experience
death.
Please
mark this very clearly. That Jesus, the reason why he became for a little while lower than angels and took upon himself the form of man, even though you see him did many things, he raised the dead, he healed the sick, he gave them food and all of that. As good as that is, that was not the reason why he became flesh. The reason why he became flesh is that he needed to do what? To taste death for every individual person. Friends, and we will tell you why he had to do that. But the first thing is that Jesus actually became flesh. He took part of flesh and blood because there is something that he had to taste for me to be free. He needed to taste death for me as an individual, for you as an individual. Now, please mark what I'm dealing with, because after tonight, it will be illegal and it will be not correct for Satan to do anything contrary to your healing, contrary to your deliverance, contrary to the grace of God in your life. He has tasted death for you. He has settled a matter on your behalf. And that is why you cannot live less than what Jesus Christ secured on our behalf. You will live and you will not die. You will walk into the fullness of what he purchased by tasting death for us. For Jesus to taste death for you, and for you to live less than walk in totality of his sufficient power and grace, is a cheating. It's a cheating. The devil does not like what I want to say tonight, but he doesn't have alternative. Please be seated. Now, he said, look at that scripture again. So in verse 14, I'm jumping from verse 9 to verse 14, because verse 10, 11, 12, 13, we try to deal with it in the morning. But now in verse 14, the Bible now says, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same. Now I want you to see little conjunction that you find in the Word of God. Very important. You don't omit it. Very important. Let's read. For as much. You know the meaning of for as much? Do you know the meaning of for as much? That as much as it pertains to you. Oh my God. See? For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, for as much as it concerns you, for as much as it concerns Brother Gbile, are you understanding? He, Jesus, he took part of the same. Everything that concerns me, Jesus decided I will take part of that, and I will bear it, and I will deal with it, and I will, by the reason of what I'm going to do, set this man free. Are you hearing me? Now, let's read that scripture again. Just go with me small. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, in the same way, because the word likewise, what's the meaning of likewise? In the same way, likewise. Oh my God, may God help you to understand what I'm dealing with this night. Likewise, whatever has happened to you and whatever is happening to you and whatever you are experiencing or you are experiencing, in the same way not in any other different way. And in the same magnitude, and in the same dimension, he, Jesus, what did he do? He took part of the same. But then the next conjunction is very important. What is it? So that, or in order that, oh my God, are you all with your Bible? It's very important. In order that through death, please check it, through death, he, Jesus, might do what? Now, thank you very much. But I want you to read it very well. So that through death, he, Jesus, might destroy what? Him. Not just that God destroyed sickness or destroyed power. What did he do? He destroyed him. And for you to know who we are talking about, him that had what? The power of death. And for you to know that we are not just talking about anybody, what did the Bible say? That is the devil. He that had the power of death. And when he used the word had, not has. When you use the word had, it means he no longer has it. Are you getting me? If a man came say, when I had money, what has he said? I don't have money again. I used to have power. When I had power, I can go anywhere. What has he said? I don't have power again. Can you please mark the word of God? He that had. As I'm talking today, what is that scripture saying about the devil? He no longer has power. We are going to be reading scriptures because it's important. It said, so that Jesus might taste death for every individual person. But tasting death for me, tasting death for you, is for a purpose. What is that purpose? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, which is the devil. And deliver them who through the fear of death were what? Were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Am I communicating quickly with you? So when Jesus decided to take upon him flesh and blood like me, he did it so that he might taste death for individual person. So, sister, are you hearing me? The reason why you have to be saved and delivered is that he, Jesus, had tasted death, not just generally. He tasted death for you as an individual. And he was tasting death for you as an individual in order that might destroy him that had the power of death. And because of the fear of death, he has subject you unto bondage all the days of your life. You've been shivering, you've been running here, you've been struggling here, you went for prayer, you went everything, but the fear of death never left you. Something has happened to you. What has happened to you now? Him that had the power of death over your life has been destroyed. He has been disarmed. We are going to read that from another verse now. So that he might deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he took not on the nature of angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. I love the way the NIV put it. It was not angels he came to help. Hallelujah. But which person? Men like me and you. All right. If you have followed me to this point, can I now read with you the implication of what Jesus has done? Because that's what we want to work on tonight. That's the prayer we are going to enter into tonight. That's the release that must come to you by all means in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, who did he destroy, please? Him that had the power of death. If you see the devil doing something around you, he's doing so because you don't know. He's doing giri, as if he still had something. He had no power anymore. But let's go and confirm that. Would you like us to confirm that? Come along with me to Colossians. And in Colossians chapter 2, again, I want you to please come with me there. In Colossians chapter 2, from verse 13, but we are coming to look at verse 14, 15, and if possible, verse 16. And you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out. Are you with me? Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I think we will take that again. One Baba helped me to read the Living Bible. Please kindly stand up and read the Living Bible, not New Living Translation. We just want to read the Living Bible. And if any of you by any means you have Phyllis Modern English and you would like to help us read it, I'll be happy. Check if you have Phyllis Modern English and bring it up for us before we check what Passion or Message or Amplified Bible has to say. We are looking at all this because of where we are going tonight. Yes, sir.
Verse 13, sir.
13 and 14 and 15. Yes, sir.
You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ. For he forgave all your sins.
He forgave all your sins.
And blotted out the charges proved against you.
What did he do? He blotted out all the charges that was proved against you. Yes?
The list of his commandments which you have not obeyed.
Now, listen. Listen. Every time you are falling into sin, somebody was recording it. The accuser of the brethren. He will push you to commit sin, and as soon he will record it. He will say, on so-so date, brother so-and-so, he went and did this. He was tempted and he fell. And he will record it. So that any day they are considering you for anything serious from heaven, the accuser of the brethren will walk up and say, what are you trying to do for him? This man that did this, this one that did this, this one that did this, did you not say in your word, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me? Was it not written in your word that your eyes cannot behold iniquity? Why are you considering him to help him? He has a list of the commandments that you have broken. And because he's the accuser of the brethren, day and night. What has God done to it? Yes?
He took this list of sins
and destroyed
it by letting it to Christ.
What did Jesus do to all my list of sins? He took it out of the way. He nailed it to the cross of Christ. Yes, sir.
In this way. God gave Satan's power
to accuse you of sin. Yes.
And God opened his plate for the whole world.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Where is that other version that you have? You want to help me read? What did you have, sir? Philip's Modern English. Please give our chairman the Philip Modern English to read for me.
You were dead.
Yes, sir.
But God has brought you to life with Christ.
Mm.
And has forgiven us all our sins.
Mm.
He has wiped out
the record of our debt to God, yes?
With all its obligations.
And he has cancelled it. Nailing it to his cross.
And having disarmed
the powers and the authorities. Yes, sir. In the cross. Amen. All right. Where is message?
When you were stuck in your old sins, your old sins dead life.
Yes, sir.
You were incapable of responding to God.
Mm.
God brought you alive, right along with Christ.
Right along with Christ.
He said, think of it. All sins forgiven.
Yes.
The slate wiped clean.
The slate wiped clean. Yes, sir.
That old arrest warrant.
That old arrest warrant that was hanging on your neck was what? Cancelled. Hallelujah. Yes.
And nailed to Christ's cross.
Now, verse 15.
He stripped all the spiritual tyrants.
He stripped all the spiritual tyrants.
In the universe of their sham.
Yes.
Authority at the cross and marched them naked.
Naked.
Through the streets.
Is Jesus sufficient, our Savior? He was not just saying, I can save you, I can save you. He went to the root of your bondage. He went to what gives your enemy every right. Are you with me? He went to the extent that the death that the devil was using to subject you to bondage. What did he do? He tasted that death. If Satan knew that killing Jesus on the cross was going to finish him, he would not have done it. If there's anything Satan has regretted, which he cannot undo, was the cross. You know, they said, away with him, away with him. They were thinking that if he just died, everything will finish. Only for Jesus to get to the cross, took that death. As he was dying that death, he was dying that death for me. He was dying that death individually for you. And why was he dying that death? So that through that death that he died, he might destroy him that had the power of death. Now, having done that, you know what the Bible says it did? He wiped out all ordinances, all ancestral connections, all that you have ever done that is on record, all the arrest warrant. Are you hearing me? All the arrest warrant that is hanging on your neck. All that the devil is insisting and saying, we must collect. Jesus, by that death he died, he wiped it out. Not only that he wiped it out, the slate was clean completely. Oh my God, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. When they call my name in the register, they say, Billy Akani, they say, absent, sir. They say, where is he? Translated into the kingdom of his dear son. But now you know the devil say, okay, I have record with which I'm going to bring him back. I have record, I will accuse him until Baba himself will send him out here. Only for him to go for his files. Are you understanding? My name is on the file, though. He said, this file is Billy Akani's file. This is the file by which we have the right to oppress him and to deal with him and to pull him down. And as he opened the file. Hallelujah! It was completely blank. Wiped out. Satan said, but I have record. They say, bring out your record. Produce your case now. Let's see why you think you have a right to do anything to this brother. He searched, but I have record. They say, bring it. By the time he discovered it is wiped off, the slate clean. Hallelujah. And because of that, Satan was stripped, disarmed. All that he is boasting about, disarmed. As I'm talking now. And he's marched on the street naked. I pray your eyes of understanding will open to see that. I pray that you will walk into this because that's what he did. That's the sufficiency of our deliverance. That's the completeness of our salvation. Hallelujah! And so the Bible said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them. He displayed them. He marched them around the town naked. Only for you to understand that Satan, honestly, as I'm talking now, is naked. That death that Jesus died, he tasted it for me. As he tasted it for you also. And so every record, whether some say when you were born, your umbilical cord was buried under one tree, and that's where your destiny was tied. That's why you cannot make it. Let them go and check what has happened to it. Blotted out. Are you hearing me? Blotted out. And because he had canceled, and it is publicly advertised, said canceled, and all principalities and power that were supposed to be spiritual tyrants, that were supposed to be going up and down and supervising your bondage, who used to come about and say, but we have not caught this man yet. And they were to knock your head down with one sickness, with one attack or the other. Disarmed. That's why this sufficiency of our salvation in Christ Jesus is total. That is why those of us that have come to him and he has saved, he saves to the uttermost. That is why if you will step to him again tonight, you are only walking into what he has finished. And how I pray tonight that wherever you have come from, whatever they have said, even if it had been there for years, he tasted death for me. He tasted death individually for you. You, not any other person. That's why you can honestly stand here tonight and walk out. And Satan say, so you have known. Yes. Read one more verse before I will let you pray with me tonight. Come with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians and chapter 2. Simple verses. But God must help us to see it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want you to read it carefully. from verse 7 and verse 8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto what? Our glory. And what is this wisdom? Which none of the princes of this world knew. The princes of this world, they did not know about it. For had they known it, did you hear me? Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan had known what was God's wisdom, God's strategy, the strategy for our salvation, if he had known, he would not. But unfortunately, it's too late. Are you hearing me? Every time, I wish God just opened your eyes to see the devil a little. As I'm teaching the word of God tonight, Satan is saying, why are you having to tell them? Eh? If I had known, I would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And I know that is a song. Satan sings a song that some of you are not hearing. He said, had I known, had I known, had I known, I would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had I known. Whenever small boys like us, when we are walking free and they carry the news to hell, they say, you see this brother, he used to be someone we jump on all the time, but now he will just find someone and say, in Jesus' name, and we will catapult to hell. And Satan say, had I known, had I known, had I known, I would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had I known. But what must we do? Satan is saying, what shall we do? Let's do all we can to see if people will not know what has happened. Let us try to cover so that nobody will know that this is what has taken place. Let us pretend as if we are still in power. But we have lost something. We have lost it. The only thing we need to do now is that they will not know what he did at Calvary. But we are knowing it. Are you knowing it? Yeah. You shall know the truth. And what will the truth do? The truth sets you free. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to end at that point here tonight. But I want to end with a small story. And this story, as we end with it, it will form the base of our prayer tonight. Because that Jesus died, and tasted there for you, we cannot ignore it. Am I right? That Satan had lost the power and that he himself had been destroyed. He cannot deny it. Are we together? And that Jesus had made a public disgrace. He had marched him out along the street naked. In fact, in the presence of all his demons, they all knew that our master lost power. They knew that. And they cannot undo it. That's why your salvation, hallelujah, is too late for Satan to withhold it. It's too late. But what was the devil doing that has made it look as if we did not have our victory? That's the story. I'd like you to quickly follow me as we read it, and then we end here tonight. Now, do you remember when the resurrection took place? And I think in Matthew chapter 28, if you could come along, let's read Matthew 28. In Matthew 28, which is a story I know all of you know, but it's not that story I'm bothered about. It is what happened that I want you to mark tonight. So, in verse 6, after the women went there, and the angel answered and said to the women, "Fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified." Verse 6. "He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay." Are you with me? "Now, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee, that you shall see him." There you will see him. "Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, are you following? Behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Are we there? Now, that's still something you understood. But follow me now. Now, when they were going, verse 11, behold, some of the watch came into the city. That is, those watchmen that were put at the tomb to make sure that Jesus did not rise. You remember? When the stone was rolled, they also came into the city. So two sets of people are going back to the city now. Which is the first set? The women that were going to announce the resurrection to the disciples. Then the watchmen that they posted there, they're also going to the city to meet the Sanhedrin Council to give them the report of what they saw. Are we together? Now, all of you, follow. Now, they came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Are you there? And when they were assembled with the elders, they were telling the elders, "Excuse me, that man, he rose up. It was impossible for death to hold him. An earthquake came. You know the big stones we rolled and put on the tomb. We don't know what power came. Just rolled away the stone. And he rose. He rose. And we saw him rise. We were trembling. We couldn't hold him. If you come to the tomb now, the tomb is what? It's vacant. It's empty. Ah! That man, even the power of hell could not hold him. Death could not hold him. He rose. And we heard him speaking to those women that came to look for him. He has gone to Galilee. He rose. We saw it. This man is not an ordinary man. He conquered death. So when they were assembled with the elders, this is very critical now, and they had taken counsel, they said, so what shall we do now? That he arose, we cannot deny. That this man has conquered death, we cannot deny. So they took counsel together. And what was their counsel? They gave large money unto the soldiers. This is where the critical matter is coming tonight. They gave large money to the soldiers. Look at what they told the soldiers to say. Say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Now, look at three things quickly. All of you, just listen to me. Now, how can a soldier man who is on duty, and the only reason why he was put there is to make sure that this man is kept. Number one, say, why we slept. That's number one. Number two, look at them saying, why we slept. His disciples came and stole him away. If they were sleeping, how did they know? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did you see how incongruent the lies that they were to tell has come? Why we were sleeping? His disciples came and stole him away. So the people said, I'm sure the soldier men say, excuse, you are endangering us. It's unethical. How can I say I slept? We didn't sleep. We told you that it was impossible for death to hold him. There was a power. The power that rose him from the dead. It rolled away stones. All hindrances were removed. And all powers were cut short. None of us could withstand the power that raised him from the dead. How can you say we slept? We never slept. And if you say a soldier man should sleep, I'm sharing that with you tonight because if you are not experiencing the fullness of God's salvation and all that Jesus did at the cross, it is not that it didn't take place. Look at the Bible. The Bible said, so they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Some of you have gone for pilgrimage. How many Jews believe in Jesus Christ? This saying was commonly reported among the Jews until this day. What is that saying? That he didn't rise. And that his disciples just carried and stole him away. And that there's no power in his death. He didn't resurrect at all. They only stole his dead body away. That was the news that the devil has sponsored. They gave them large sum of money so that the truth of that death and resurrection might be unknown. But look at the second group of people that were also sent to go and declare the news of what has happened. Then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee, to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some, can you imagine? Can you see what has now made the salvation that Jesus died on the cross to secure for you and for me? What makes it obscured? What was Satan struggling for? He could not deny that power has left him. He could not deny that it was impossible to hold Jesus down. He couldn't deny that. He couldn't deny that he had been brought into public disgrace in front of all his angels. They knew. But he says, so that this matter will not be spread. So that people will not know what has happened. So that we will not know that power has changed hands. So that they will not know that I'm no more in charge. He gave large sum of money just to conceal the truth. When you go into the midst of Muslims, that was the lie. Name of Jesus Christ. And that if there be any iota, and that if there be any iota of doubt anywhere in your heart, that doubt must perish here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the fact, you know, those women were going thinking that they were going to anoint a dead body. And their own cries, who will roll away the stone? Who will roll away the stone? They did not know that he could not be held down. This held down. The stones were rolled. Obstacles were taken out. Powers of darkness were broken. Principalities and power disarmed. And he rose. And as he rose, not just that he left, he marched around the powers of hell. And he said, death, so where is your sting? Oh hell, where is your victory? Maybe you did not know that day. Thus collected the keys of hell and of death. Say, oh yeah, give me the key. Give me that key. Say, oh yeah, give me the key. Give me that key. And all I saw Satan doing with trembling and with that song. And I know. And I know, and I know, I will not have crucified
The Lord of glory, and I know.
Even tonight, as the word of God is breaking forth and we're praying, and as you are standing out and standing on your feet and looking later and say, where is he who accused me? Where is your fire blotted out? And as you'll be walking out of this sanctuary today, you are walking out in liberty. You are walking out in complete freedom. Because the death that held you in bondage, and him who used to have the power of death, what he was using to keep you, Jesus tasted that death. And as they were tasting it, was saying, this is for this man. This is for this sister. This is for that brother. And whatever bondage that was left on his neck, take it out. This night, brother, that's what Jesus did. That's why the sufficiency of our salvation is total, is complete. That's why when I tell you he will save you to the uttermost, we're not just making mouth. He paid it. He settled it. Are you understanding? If we say go home and be free, it's because he settled it. He paid the price. Satan is standing speechless. He's saying, so you want this man to also know? So you want this lady to also know? So you want him to be free? Yes! It's your right tonight to walk into your liberty. It's your right tonight. It's your own right tonight to walk into all that God has settled on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. So this night, even though they have collected large sum of money to hide the truth, even though they have gone everywhere to make sure that the word of God, the truth, is not made clearly known to such a point that even though you are in church, Satan whispers and say, look, you see, you there's something you need to do. What can I do again? What is it that you need to do that Jesus did not do? What price yet must you pay when he paid it all? What again? What again does the accuser of the brethren have in his hand by which to hold you down? Nothing. Nothing. So when he say, come to me, I will give you rest. That's it. When he said, all those who come to him, he is able to save them to the uttermost. That's why. When we say our Savior and his power to save is complete, that is why. And when we say he has been given a name that's above all other names, and in his name every knee should bow, that is why. When we say Satan has lost his power, we are not just saying that so that he can lose his power. We are saying it because he has done what? Lost the power. Who is ready this night to walk into their liberty? Who is ready this evening to activate that which God has done? Whose eyes have been opened tonight to say, I am going home. I'm walking into my inheritance. One thing that will surprise you is that when you stand out here tonight and say, because of what he did at Calvary, I'm going, I'm free, Satan has nothing to hold against you. The powers of hell has nothing to hold against you. Am I communicating with you? Principalities and power have nothing in their record. All those that said oh, when your mother was delivering you, something was done, something happened, they took some blood from your head. Listen, all such ordinances cancelled, wiped out. In fact, if you go home, if you go to your village, those people that are looking for you, they have lost their power. And the reason is because death has occurred. He tasted death that you might be set free. And him that had the power of death, he destroyed. And he made a show of them. I would like to stop here this night. I would like you to look to the Savior who paid it all. I wish the choir will come and sing for me. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Ah, to him. Hallelujah. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it all. Jesus paid it all. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Now, before we sing that song three times, wherever you are, whatever it is, whatever it is, as the choir will be singing that song gently, whatever else I need, he settled it. And as you are declaring it, I want you to see chains falling. I want you to see all shackles falling out. I want you to see the devil standing afar off and say, if I had known, I would not have done what I did. But I can't hold you down now. He settled it. And this night, if he had kept you down for years, this night, it must be finished. If he had taken advantage of ignorance, this night, it is finished. If anything had happened around your life before now, Jesus, he tasted that death and put it individually for you. That's why you have to be free tonight. Please, can you take the song? Can you take it? He paid it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He was saved by Jesus paid it all. I want you now to begin to pray. I want you to begin to declare. He washed it. He paid. He settled it. More time. Now, it has now become your duty to walk out. Tell every power around you, say, he paid it all. He settled my case. You can't hold me down. I'm going to him who has set me free. He settled my case. He settled my life. He broke loose everything. I'm going to him. I want to see you walk out of every bondage here tonight. Every matter, every unsettled case, blotted out. Blotted out. Blotted out, my brother. Blotted out. So now we are taking a step. Just one more step to take. So he said, come out. Come out of every bondage. When they say, why are you going? Say, he paid it all. You mean you will not be under the slavery of sin again? Say, no more, I'm free. You mean we cannot oppress you again? Say, yes, no power to so do again. I'm free. All those lies that are free, that are longing, say, Lord, tonight I'm walking out. Just walk out. Karuma Shandarama Suri. Jesus paid it all to him, my own. Jesus paid it all. Now, while we are taking this song, please, you will sing the song for me. We are singing the song. But as we are singing the song and declaring it, every shackle on your life is breaking. And you just walk out of that shackle. They say, why are you going? Say, he paid it all. Why will you no longer be under any bondage of sin, bondage of Satan, bondage of sickness? Just announce, he paid it all. I'm going out because he settled my case. As we take this song, the choir will just be singing it. And all those who are exercising their faith to step out, all those that are saying, so the matter is concluded tonight, please walk out so we can confirm what God has done on your behalf. Yes, my brother. Are you stepping now? Jesus paid it all. If you are coming here with your hand lifted, all to him my own. Hallelujah. 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 He paid it all. Hallelujah. 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 The reason why you are going to stand straight, why all those shackles, all those sickness, all those bondage, why he cannot follow you out of sanctuary this time, he paid it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To him, my own. In a slip of grief, my group has. Now,
are going to take the next 2 minutes just to declare your liberty. Just walk through the prayer. Anyhow you want to say it. There's a liberty going on in this meeting tonight. There's a liberty breaking forth in this meeting tonight, everywhere you are. I want to see you pray. I want you to walk it out. I want you to jump up. Hallelujah. 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 He washed it. He paid it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah. 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 He paid it all. Now your final declaration tonight. He paid my debt. He settled my case. I'm going home free. This weekend of meeting, all the years you have sat on me, finished. All the affliction, as if you have a right to oppress me, finished. I'm going home now. My jubilee has come. I'm walking into what belongs to me in Christ Jesus. He paid it all. Brother, he paid it all. He settled my case. The reason why sin will not have dominion over me, death has taken place. He tasted death. He wiped out all records. He settled my case. Friend, you are walking out of this meeting, this sanctuary today, free. The power that holds you down is broken. You are walking free. He paid it all. If anybody should ask you, why are you going free? Tell them, he paid it all. He paid it all. If any principality, anywhere, try to shout at you, say, for what reason? He settled the case. He disarmed your master. Declare it, brothers. Declare it, dear sister. You are not too young to walk into your liberty tonight. The fullness of our salvation is now yours. You can walk into it. You can walk in its reality. You can walk in its power. All ordinances cancelled. All record of death nailed out. All certificate of death around your neck cancelled. Cancelled. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. Holy Spirit, keep doing what you are doing. From row to row, from heart to heart, from men to men and women to women, Lord, you settled the case. You paid it all. Those sisters, those mothers, those brothers, whatever it was, the shackles broken tonight because he paid it all. He settled the case. Irika baba 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 sande kerimo. Every power of hell, every power of hell, listen, listen to the word of God. He paid it all. It is on him, your master, broken, scattered, and shattered. This night, we walk into our liberty in the name of Jesus. Lika Romo Sheria. All those who came here sick and they say it's one ancestral spirit, walk away. Walk away tonight. Walk into your liberty in the name of Jesus. Walk into your freedom in the name of Jesus. He paid it all. He paid it all. I say he paid it all. No reason for you to be head bound anymore. He paid it all. We set you free now. Take your bed and go. Take your bed and walk into your liberty.
dreams, those principalities that came terrifying you in the night, he paid it all. You are released in the name of Jesus. Ruba shata ya mama mama mama. Bero kotoro bose kende yereboza. Ye keremo shenda ya ba. He paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all. Rema mama mama kaura machine. Alebosh. Mantaka samba ruma shakata yaraba. Maruba samba rumo sheteye. Neko korobo sanka toribo. He paid it all. He paid it all. He said to the case. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you tonight. Wherever you are, those things that look impossible for years, walk out of it tonight. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. You are walking into what he has settled. No power can hold you back. The record they used to hold is canceled. There's now blank pages in his file. Nothing with which to hold you back. Jesus settled it all. Thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for this sufficiency of our salvation. Thank you that you did all you needed to do so that there will be no stone left unturned. Thank you, oh God, that every principality, every ordinance, the one that came from many, many years, you dismantled it. And you said you can go home free. And so we declare you free tonight. Walk into your liberty. Liberty over sin. Liberty over the devil. Liberty over sickness. Liberty over every entanglement. Walk out in the name of Jesus. He paid it all. He settled the case. Thank you, Lord. Wombs that are locked, wombs that are made barren all the years, as if he had to hold you down, this night we open it. He who opens and no man can shut is opening that door tonight. He paid it, or he paid for it, and all the wrong doors that were open towards you, doors of death, doors of confusion, doors of oppression, he stood up today and shut it out. That door is shut right now. You are walking out of this meeting totally free. And the shout of joy will never depart from your house. I say the shout of joy will never depart from your mouth. All the rest of the days of your life, you shall walk in liberty. For if the Son shall set you free, you are free indeed. Thank you, Father. Wave your hand to him and say, thank you, I'm free. You settled it. You paid it all. You paid it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the sufficiency of our salvation. Thank you for where you went. Thank you, you tasted that death. Wave your hand and worship him.